Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Just a minute, we're going to check in with my good friend Sydney Buckner of Youth and Unity. But first, this is their latest song, Young and Strong. This is Real Gospel.
Wasted time, I got a mistake, or three that I will make, I want to
Real Gospel is the place where God definitely gets the glory and artists get to tell their story. I'm honored to welcome back. I think this is your third time, man. Your third time back on the program with us. It's an honor to have Sydney Buckner of Youth and Unity with us. Welcome back, my friend.
I am glad to be back. I am so glad to be back.
What have you been up to? I know we're Facebook buds, and I see that you're still doing tremendous things in and around the city of Chicago, Chi-Town. But how's life treating you?
Life is treating me well. The choir is doing great. We're working on our sophomore project, and we got a new single out. You know, you've been playing it, so thank you for the support. But life has been great. Hey, no complaints.
Yeah, young and strong. So I guess to get caught up here for people who may not be familiar with who you are and what you've been doing, tell the listeners a little bit about Sydney Buckner and who Youth and Unity is.
Okay, Sydney Buckner and Youth and Unity, we are from Chicago, a youth young adult choir based out of Chicago, Illinois. We just celebrated our 8th year anniversary this past May, so we've been in ministry for 8 years, pretty much just spreading the good news through song about the goodness of Jesus. We've Chicago, and now we're branching out of Chicago, traveling now, so God has been very good to us.
Well, amen to that. Congratulations on celebrating 8 years in the ministry.
Thank you.
That's awesome. And so the members who originally, because, 8 years, I'm not sure, what was the youngest member of the group when you started 8 years ago?
The youngest member of the group I started 8 years ago was 12.
So they should be about to graduate from college right about now.
Yeah.
If they went that route,
I still have some founding members, and then, some moved on, graduated from college, relocated, working. So God bless me to still have new young people to come in. So
amen. I see the Lord. Wow, God is busy already. I see a reunion taking place in about the next 15, at your 20th year anniversary, where you're going to bring all them guys back and ladies and do a revival project. And I see God's hand already on that. I know that that's a ways off, but I just see the fruits of this labor of love for the Lord that has far-reaching implications, not just for the ministry that God has placed within you, but for the lives that you've touched with these young people as they continue to matriculate in life. Hallelujah.
I receive that. Thank you.
You're welcome. So this song, Young and Strong, who collaborated? Did you write this?
So Young and Strong was actually written by a well-known Chicago artist. His name is Marlo Cribbs. He actually wrote the song. I collabed as far as the musical arrangement. But when he presented us the song, I was like, yes. When he gave it to us and taught it to us, I said, that's the first single. So it's just a powerful message for the youth, and that's what we really want to do. We want to empower the youth. So that was the song that I said I wanted to be released first. So
now, for those who don't know, what is your role? Where is Youth and Unity? Where are they from? Are they part of your church ministry? Sort of give us the backdrop and understanding of who these youth are.
So Youth and Unity, also known as YIU, is a Chicago-based group. It's a community choir. So I have some youth from my church, Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, and then some youth and young adults from the West Side, South Side, the Indiana area. So it's pretty much the Chicago, Indiana area is pretty much is where the choir is based from. So.
And so you may have mentioned this before. I'm pretty sure I've asked you this question before. What we know God did, because it is so, but how are you able to pull this off? This is not the first time I've heard of someone trying to pull youth together for a project, and this has to entail a lot of moving parts, a lot of different schedules, especially if you have people who play football and basketball and run track and cheerlead and all this other kind of stuff. So walk us through the nuances. How are you able to do this?
So, by the grace of God, and we only rehearse twice a month. So, wow. 2 Mondays out of the month. So, I still allow them to, do outside activities as far as school and other stuff like that. And, man, God bless me with some great singers. We can do 2 rehearsals in a month and probably get through maybe about 10, 12 songs in a rehearsal.
Wow.
Yes, yes. Wow. And they can pick them up just like that. And then we do our socials once a month as well. So we may have game night. Just, keep them interactive. And sometimes it's a reward. Hey, you guys sang, and we did so many engagements. So myself and my coordinators want to bless the choir. So we just want to make them, make them feel special and just show them that we appreciate them as well. But, yeah, we only do 2 rehearsals out of the month. I don't want to, drill them.
Yeah.
But close to concert time is when we, we'll pick it up with more rehearsals.
Gotcha.
But, yep, that's it.
Wow, that's amazing. So with all, Chicago, we know President Obama lives in Chicago. He'll be moving back to Chicago. I guess after a while, that's where his library is going to go. But, Chicago these days is noted for a lot of the shootings and the gangs and things of that nature. So what kind of impact are you able to have on a godly level in a place where a lot of what is known for is a lot of its violence?
Well, our message is that, to the youth and young adults is that you can be cool, you can hang out, but keep the Lord in your life. I mean, make right decisions about life. I have 3 other coordinators that works with me, so we do have an open line of communication for our youth. If you're going through, we pray for them, we counsel them. So we really interact with our youth, even outside of Youth Unity, just letting them know that you do have a helping hand. So, but we just really, our message is to encourage everybody that it's okay to have fun, but you got to keep Jesus in there. You can't have fun without God. So if God is not in your life, things won't happen,
Amen. Amen to that. So YIU2, what can we expect from this dynamic project? I can feel it in my spirit.
Wow. It's going to be a project, a little something for everybody. We got some church. We got some contemporary urban music. We got a nice bump on there. So all my shouters, get ready. Man, I even got a song on there called Superman. That may be the next single, so you guys get ready for that.
Superman. We're going to be looking out for that one, Superman. Let me make a note of that. Okay. Is there anybody in this group, past or present, that has gone on to be sort of a breakout artist, someone who's continued to sing and you've watched God sort of just take them, continuously farther in music?
We've had a couple of people that branched out, actually started their own ministries. Uh-huh. One of my members, Arville, and one of my past members, Ian, they have a group called UGC, Under God Construction. So it's a local Chicago independent group. Gave them my blessing, so they're doing an awesome thing. I'm working on some solo projects with a few other members that can sing. So just be on the lookout.
Amen. So, church and ministry, where are you worshiping at, and how are you being received? How are you all being received by your ministry?
Okay. My home church is Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, 8220 West 91st Street in Hickory Hills, Illinois. My pastor is Reverend Juanita Christopher. She's our coverage. She's our spiritual advisor. Man, I love her so much. Chicago has been great to us. Churches that we've been to open their arms to us. And, Chicago's really been a blessing to us.
Yeah. There's a youth group that I support as well. They go by the name of Personal Praise. And they have a video. If you go to my Facebook page, Real Gospel with the X-Man, you may see some videos. Okay. The young lady, it's a brother and sister. One of them is 18, just graduated from high school. The other one, I think she is a rising senior. And so they're sort of in the beginning stages of trying to branch out and do a couple of things. So what advice can you give individuals like groups like that, or people who are trying to do things and they're young, but they just can't seem to get those doors to open for them?
Be patient. The number one thing is to be patient, and God is going to work the situation out, but you have to humble yourself and be patient. In due season, you know, things shall prevail for you. Just listen and learn. You know, if they seek out advice from somebody that's been in the gospel field for a long time. But just being patient. I mean, being in ministry for 8 years, I had to learn patience. So that's my biggest thing, is to be patient, and it shall come for you.
So and being patient, is that because they are young and they feel like they have to have it now, or they feel like that because they're young, youth is on their side and they don't want to lose it?
Being patient is sometimes we feel like we have to have it now, but we have to do things in God's timing. So there's some things I wanted right away, but God had to humble me back and say, hey, I'm going to bless you with it, but you have to be patient. And you know, we have to take baby steps sometimes to get to that high level.
I'm laughing because just when you were answering that question, two people came to mind with that question about having to have it now. That is something that my dad used to tell me when I was young, a teenager, that I was the kind of person who had to have it now, and if I didn't stop, it was going to get me in trouble. And when I first got into radio, there was this broadcaster, I cannot think of her name, she looked me in the eye one day and she said, X, slow down. Your problem is you have to have it now. Be patient. And so I'm just laughing because, yeah, that is so true. We got to wait on the Lord. My friend, it's been an honor and a pleasure having you on the having you back on the program with us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. How can the listeners find out more about your project, more about you? Where can I find you and support you?
You can follow us on Facebook, Youth Unity Choir, Twitter, Youth Unity One, Instagram, youth_in_unity, and then Young and Strong is available on all digital outlets, iTunes, Apple Music, Amazon, Google Play, iHeart Radio, whatever your preferred method of downloading music, it's there.
Amen. And once again, give a shout out to your ministry, Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church. Where you're located? What are the service times? Do you have a website?
Okay, Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church is 8220 West 91st Street, Hickory Hills, Illinois. We start at 11 o'clock a.m. Anybody in the Chicago area, if you guys want to stop by through and visit, hey, you are more than welcome. Website is coming soon, but we do have a Facebook page. Pilgrim MB Church is our Facebook page.
Amen. Sid, before I let you go, I've got one last question that I want to answer. What words of wisdom can you give? I know you said that have patience, but I guess in about 30 seconds, what words of wisdom can you give someone who is wanting to start a youth group like what you're doing?
Make sure that this is what you really want to do. Make sure that you have God first. And make sure that you're going to engage in activities that's going to keep the youth motivated.
Amen. There it is. So all you youth pastors and youth leaders, you just heard from one of the best who's been out here on the battlefield of the Lord having tremendous success, the one and only Sidney Buckner. Thank you so much, my friend, for joining
us
on Real Gospel.
I appreciate the invite. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.